don't have any information, but maybe we could have information about where we would like to go economically in this city and how that relates to this map and to our plan.
Well,
other than just this is nice and this is pretty.
Or what we don't want, which is sort of, limited all industry.
So if we do it, I don't want it to be.
I'd like to know what Aubrey Watts
superficial
sees as the future. You know, there was a while when I'm on a train. Hold on a second. When I started my business 15 years ago, there was a push downtown that, you know, downtown was going to be the new tech zone, high tech zone, and there still is on the records, I believe, for tax. For businesses in the city, the people tax and exemption for tech zones. Now, there are no businesses really in downtown that have ever taken advantage of that. But I mean, I'd love to, if anybody can contradict me. I mean, I would say less than 10 businesses took advantage of
the
that.
Bubble burst.
Boxer.
Things changed.
No, it was Boxer, and it was, you know, EA,
but
and they were
really,
like,
really,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The dot com.
And it was a great idea,
up.
But actually, they just never came.
But it went
off before
it could come here.
Sure. Yeah.
Can I interrupt
but
you?
Anyway, yeah.
Please. Thank you. What I'd like, almost unanimously, we get a yes to the first question. What I'm going to propose is that some information over the course of the next, and I want to make this clear to staff too, so that the commissioners understand that we're putting this forward, that we do want to proceed with updating the land use map. That we're still a little mixed about whether we need to do it prior to the comprehensive plan or with the comprehensive plan. But I do want to request that we get a head start on it. And within 4 months, we are provided some documentation for some preliminary study on our part as to what are the 10 largest issues. Industrial, obviously, is one of them. What are some of the pros and cons that staff knows historically and from your training experience to doing this, and specific information about some of the economics that are involved.
I'd love to have Aubrey Watts or someone from his office say, this is what we think the future is, this is where we're going 10 years from now,
that
or 25
awesome.
Years
yeah,
from
yeah,
now.
Work session
we
on
see
that.
It as mixed-use corridors and, you know, tourists or, you know, accommodation,
yeah.
Or we see this as...
Or where we don't have enough available space from when
well,
we used to that inquiry.
Did you hear all that too, Miss? Let's make that part of the economic part, and it is well after 6 o'clock.
And could we also, just to start off, could we have a map
more.
That would show the conflicts between the land use map and
the
existing zoning map, just as a point of departure?
No, I want to have a road map for the neighborhood, so that we don't get another, neighborhood that says we've been approaching you guys every 5 years for 20 years. You know, what are we doing wrong? How does one get on this list? Are these all the owners of the property? Or are they, I mean, how do you get on the list? Where you?
This is a list of a query.
That's just a query
yeah.
of
okay.
inconsistencies between.
So maybe we could have a list for
it didn't,
for
the list doesn't necessarily mean, if it was from a query, doesn't necessarily mean that somebody decided that there should be a change made. It was just a...
Yeah, I mean, there's some cases where we've changed the underlying zoning under a use, and that use has remained where it is. I mean, there's residential property in M1 zone, in MI zone. There's residential property in mixed use zones. There's commercial enterprises in residential.
Yeah, I'm just surprised.
Maybe this list right here, do you still have this electronically?
I'm sure it's somewhere.
I do.
Okay, if maybe then Sherry can forward that electronically back to you guys, and you guys can take a look at it. What I'd like to do is move off of this issue. But before we go on to the next issue, what I want to do is right now is if any member of the public here that would like to take 3 minutes to speak to this, so you don't have to wait for the next hour to the end of the meeting.
Alexa?
Yes. You recognize this phone?
I'd like to stress once again that we were not part of the process the last time it was done. There's no mention made of things in the landmark. It's been going on for 21 years, but not just our neighborhood. I would like, the more reason why I'm here is because I would like the landmark to use the case study in many cases because we know exactly what's going on in our neighborhood so that other neighborhoods can be examined because we can tell you exactly what it's like. And I think that's something that maybe the Planning Commission is lacking because they're living in industrial zones, what it's like. Your feet on the ground experience, what it's like 24/7 to live with this. The ripple effect, the fact that I in my capacity as neighborhood president, was asked by the neighborhood to contact the zoning, zoning inspectors, because somebody had made their entire front yard asphalt, a plant all over it. And I was told by a zoning inspector, well, it's next to an industrial property, it doesn't really matter. The residential is zoned property, but it doesn't matter. That is one tiny example of what I see over and over and over again in the neighborhood president, the ripple effect. And that is not dealt with publicly ever. It's just one of those little things. And so there's a lot of feet on the ground experiences that, we have in the neighborhood that I think need to be a part of the dialogue when we move forward with the new plan. I think it's really important. It's very nice to sit up in an ivory tower and say, well, economically we think that that should be that, and we're going to tell the neighborhoods what they're going to be. I think the neighborhoods also need to be able to control their own destiny, too, because they need to be sort of, you know, obviously the Dairy Road neighborhood has had a lot of success staying low-density residential, and nobody tries to tamper with what's going on with them, but the other neighborhoods, usually the ones that were lower in the economics, so not had as much success. So I think that we need to figure out why my neighborhood, and that's been for 21 years, and has had the city turn their back on me for 21 years. And I'm so happy we're right here, right now, doing this. Great. But 21 years, I mean, what's going on? It's not just my neighborhood, it's other neighborhoods. When that can happen, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I think that's something that the cities need to deal with. We all need to deal with it together.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak to this particular issue?
I wasn't going to, but I will. having backgrounds working in staff in Elmore County and working with comp plans and land use maps, I agree with Brian. I'm not sure how you not look at the land use map as part of the comprehensive plan. It's part of the package, and I think the review of that has to occur at the same time. I understand there's certain pockets that I think need a little more time to look at, and if you're trying to plan your vision for the next workspace in the next couple of years, maybe you take an extra 12 months before that comp plan starts. But to me, I don't know how you review a land use map without reviewing the comp plan at the same time. I don't know how you separate the two. It's one document. So I just would throw that out as support for that direction.
Thank you. All right, so that we're talking about in 4 months from now, so in August, we're going to have some tangible deliverables. So we'll be able to look at some economic stuff, some samples from specific neighborhoods that we can delve into. And then that'll provide sort of a head start before the comp plan, maybe get them rolling. All right, and then we'll decide then in August whether or not we absolutely want to do it with the comp plan at the same time comprehensively, or if we want to do it as a pre-kickoff sort of. Okay, that said, we're going to move on to the next topic of discussion, which is on the R2U zoning proposal. We've got a 5-minute overview that we're going to hit, and that is, who's doing that 5-minute?
Do you
need it? Nick. All right, so